السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. صدق الله العظيم. Now you have heard many times about Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam in his hikmah, his wisdom. Besides the few things that have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif, there are many other wise sayings of Hazrat Luqman which have been published. With regards to what is in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. Now this hikmah is not only wisdom, there are many different meanings that have been given, but this is not time for tafsir. First of all, as Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam himself, what was he, who was he? There is consensus that he was not a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. However, they state that there was a relationship that he had with the Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, that he learned from Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. And some have mentioned that he was the son of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's sister, and many things that have been mentioned. Then that he was a carpenter, somebody says he was a tailor, someone says he was a shepherd that was grazing the sheep, he was a slave. But the fact is that Allah Ta'ala says that we gave him hikmah, that we gave him not only knowledge, intensive knowledge, but at the same time we gave him the tawfiq of practicing upon that knowledge. That's what made him wise. He himself in fact said, one time Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that what made you so wise, so intelligent. He said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me this wisdom because of three sifats and three qualities, three attributes that I have. Of course he had many other things, but he mentioned one was truthfulness. He said, never indulged in any lies. All the time there was nothing but truthfulness in his speech, in his action, nothing but truthfulness. Secondly, with regards to trust, he says he made sure that he returned the trust to whomsoever it was due. That incident is very famous where, as a slave, he says that he was given melon, some pieces of melon by his master, because he was working for him in those gardens. So he was given melon by his master, some pieces, because he loved this slave, he was such a good slave. So he ate the melon, giving the impression that it's very sweet, really sweet, very delicious. So seeing that he was enjoying it, after that, that master of his, he took a piece, but it was very bitter. So he said, how did you eat all these bitter pieces? So he said, that hand which fed me so much of sweet things all my life, why should I give the impression that it is bitter? Because it was coming from that same hand who gave me so much of sweet all my life. I mean, Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much, but one little problem we have, and with the way we complain of Allah Ta'ala as if He never gave us anything. So that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, the third thing is this, that I avoid everything that is vain, useless, futile, which we have been discussing many times. That is what makes a person get wisdom, and we indulge in too much of futile activities, waste of time. Nevertheless, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was addressing his son. He was giving nasihat to his son. Now this, we can go on with this discussion till midnight till we can't finish. But once again, just to list a few things that he did mention, that we all hear of injustice, zulm. Injustice we always hear of. So he told his son that the worst injustice is shirk. The person, if he is doing shirk, if he is indulging in shirk, associating partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in worship, in the zaat of Allah ta'ala or sifat of Allah ta'ala, in the person of Allah ta'ala or in his attributes. If the person thinks that Allah ta'ala also needs a partner, like how many nations went astray, because they couldn't believe that just one Allah can do so many things. Create also, give life, give death, and Allah can give health and he can give wealth, and one Allah can't do everything. So they have made one God for wealth, one God for health, one God for sickness, one God for this, one God for that. So that is all shirk. So he says the shirk is zulmun azim, great injustice. Then in between Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself talks about how important it is that the person should be extremely good to his parents. And Allah Ta'ala says that as far as shirk is concerned, even if the parents have to order a person to do shirk, then although the parents have got such rights, but he must not indulge in any kind of shirk, because now here he is violating the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But this discussion with his son is, he tells his son, I'm just giving you a list of the things. He tells his son that even if there is a mustard seed worth of action that a person has done, mustard seed worth of any action that the person has done, or anything, even if the weight of a mustard seed, he's giving an nasir to his son, and it is hidden right beneath the rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, somewhere. In other words, some mustard seed, where can you find it if it is in the earth or in the under the rock? But it is to convey this message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is aware of your minutest deeds. We must not think that we can get away because we did it in the secrecy of our home or in the hotel or in the darkness of some area, that Allah Ta'ala, how can he be aware? Even if there is a mustard seed of action and the person has to hide it anywhere and do it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bring it forth. On the day of Qiyamah, the person will see it. Unless, of course, he made sincere tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala will wipe it off. So the person who will have that kind of yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is aware of even that kind of deed and action, which is the equivalent of a mustard seed, then how can he indulge in any kind of sin after that? He tells his son, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Establish salat. Now he too is telling his son, establish salat. Give an invitation towards good and prohibit from evil. Now this invitation towards good and prohibition from evil, it is the duty of every Muslim in our homes, in our families, in our society, wherever, to whatever extent we can call towards good and stop from evil. But then when you are going to do that, there will be opposition. There is no such thing that the person will make Amar bil Maruf Nahi anil Munkar and the whole world will be very happy with him. Even now, if we have to just make our salat in the masjid quietly and go away home and do nothing else, nobody is going to say anything. They will be quite happy. But the moment we say that, look, this is something that the Quran Sharif declares haram, or this is something that Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is unhappy and displeased with, or it's haram, or this is what you have to do, then that's the time opposition starts, when you trample upon somebody's nafs. So then at that time must be patient. He says at that time must be patient. And don't turn your face away from the people, it's out of pride and haughtiness and arrogance and boast. The person must not turn his face away. Don't walk on the earth with pride and arrogance and haughtiness. Allah Ta'ala does not like those people who are haughty, who are proud, who are arrogant, who are boastful. I'm just giving the meaning. So this is something Allah doesn't like. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Then in your walk also, now look at his advices to his son, how beautiful this. You have heard many times, but we don't implement it. That these are the advices that we should be giving the son. But which father can give it when he himself is not making amal? The father has to make amal, then he can tell the son, go for salat. If the father himself is not going, will he tell his son, dear son, aqim is salat. If the father doesn't make amar bil maruf nahi anil munkar, can he tell his son? So he says, in your walk also there must be moderation. Neither walk so fast that you bump somebody this side, push somebody that side and bowl over somebody the other side, or get knocked down yourself. And neither must that walk be like the haughty and proud people walking so slowly that even the water doesn't shake in the person's stomach. So it mustn't be like that. There must be moderation. Even in the walk now, see, he's saying there must be moderation. Every little thing, there's guidance. Your voice also, neither scream and shout and neither be so soft that they can't even hear. Some people think that that is the way that you must talk, that you must be so soft that the person must ask you 10 times, what did you say, what did you say? Or sometimes when they're talking, they are screaming. The person is standing right next to that one that he is talking, but he is talking as if he is addressing a congregation of 10,000 people. So neither must it be like that. And nor must it be so soft that the person has to ask. That is also a sign of pride. The 10 times you must keep asking, what did you say? Unless, of course, the person's hearing is poor, then it is different. I'm talking about an average person, normal person, whose hearing is normal. Now, when you're talking to such a person, it is a different thing in a congregation, in a bayan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's voice used to be raised sometime because of anger. When he used to give khutbah, certain times his voice used to be raised. That's a different thing. I'm talking about in normal conversation. Now, this is another problem at home. People just scream and shout. And as a result, then the wife starts screaming and shouting. So both of them are screaming and shouting. The whole neighbors are then informed that there is World War III going on in this flat or in this house. If there is something, talk nicely, politely. If there is salt that is shot in the curry, there's nothing wrong. Make a slough of it. You can ask for some salt nicely. Kindly bring some salt. There's shortage of salt. But to scream and shout, don't even know how to cook. So many years I'm married to you and you haven't even learned how much salt to put in the curry. So this, everybody is complaining. Temper, temper, temper. That's why Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to tell the little children, he said, Bachcho, zara ja kar dekho, ghussa kahin mil jaye to le aao, hum usko ziba kar de. He said, children, go outside and see if you can find anger. Bring it, we have to slaughter it. So neither scream and shout, because Allah Ta'ala says the worst of voices is that of the braying of an ass. Shouting and screaming all the time, then you must think of what Allah Ta'ala says, that's like the braying of an ass. Listen to the donkeys when they bray, is the worst of all sounds, Allah Ta'ala says. So this person who is screaming and shouting, then this person is like that. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not saying. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on these beautiful nasihats. But as I said, there are many, many other nasihats. And this is what wisdom is all about. The person learns and practices. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله Today is Jumu'ah and some of you have to get to work early in the morning so you go make ghusl, get ready So we'll just make dua now, short dua. After that, try and read one tasbih at least. La ilaha illallah, one tasbih of third kalima, durud sharif. What we read here is just a sample. After that, must make it a habit of reading extensive durud sharif in the Jumu'ah day. Benefits are tremendous. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو عفو عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءت نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.